What up, what up, what up? My name's Alana. This is The Raw. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. You just heard Cherry Colored Funk by the Cocteau Twins off of their 1990 release, Heaven or Las Vegas. Today, I'm going to be taking you on a journey through some late 80s, early 90s indie rock. And a fun fact about a lot of these bands, including the Cocteau Twins, is that their demise came from some interpersonal drama, perhaps a dissolved romantic relationship or two. Work and play. Should they mix? I don't know. Think about that. Have a nice selection for you today. I think it's a nice selection, at least. So let's get into it. Next up, I have the title song, Heaven or Las Vegas, from that same 1990 album by the Cocteau Twins. I'll talk about that group. It's not a twosome, it's a threesome. I'll talk about them in a minute after the next couple songs. Enjoy Heaven or Las Vegas.
Thank you.
Heard "See Swallow Me" by the Cocteau Twins featuring Harold Budd off of a 1986 release, The Moon and the Melodies. The Cocteau Twins were a band formed in Scotland in 1979, and they were active through 1997. Why did they stop making music after 1997? Great question. According to Google, primarily due to the breakdown of the romantic relationship between Elizabeth Fraser, singer, and guitarist Robin Guthrie. There was also allegedly some creative tensions and personal struggles. They had a planned reunion in 2005, but that got canceled, and so since 1997, they have not performed together, which sucks because I think it would be really awesome to see them live. Maybe one day we'll have a revival. I don't know. Nevertheless, they left quite a mark on indie rock, on dream pop in particular. Super distinct sound that you can hear throughout the genre. From what I understand, Elizabeth Fraser, the singer, is not totally singing like full lyrics. Like, it's a bunch of words mashed together, but the lyrics aren't sentences that mean things in the kind of traditional poetic sense. And I think that is just awesome. I love sounds and I love songs that have just sounds. Anyway, next up, we have a couple of songs by Mazzy Star, a rock duo. I'll talk more about them after you give them a listen. Next up is Fade Into You.
Strange, you never
Heard Holla by Mazzy Star off of a 1990 release, She Hangs Brightly. And before that was Fade Into You off of a 1993 release called So Tonight That I Might See. Mazzy Star is technically still active. They formed in 1988 in Santa Monica, California. But the formation of the band does in fact have to do with some interpersonal problems. Before there was Mazzy Star, there was American psychedelic rock band Opal. And in the late 80s, right before the formation of Mazzy Star, there was an abrupt departure of co-founder and bassist Kendra Smith. On November 12th, 1987, during a concert in Providence, Rhode Island, Smith left the stage mid-performance and departed the group. Why? She said she felt alienated and later withdrew to a remote cabin in Northern California. So after Smith leaves Opal, David Roback, who was the other co-founder of Opal, replaces Smith with Hope Sandoval to finish the tour obligations. This lineup eventually becomes Mazzy Star as Opal kind of fades away, fully replaced by Mazzy Star. Kendra Smith later releases some solo work while Roback and Sandoval continue to make work under the band Mazzy Star. Roback passed away in 2020. Sandoval is still alive and singing. I love Mazzy Star. I love their sound. It's a little bit moody. And I've shared this story on air before, but one time I was at the dining hall. And this was not at Tufts. This was at a different school. And I had one of my AirPods in, and I was listening to Fade Into You. And one of the cooks behind the grill, I was in line. He was like, "What are you listening to?" And he said, "What are you rocking out to?" And I must have been like swaying or something. I don't know. And I was like, "Oh, Fade Into You by Mazzy Star." And he was like, he looks at me kind of real intensely, and he's like, "Oh, I could listen to that song forever." And I agree. I think most people could. It's quite nice. As we approach this half hour, I have a PSA for you all. Signing up to be an organ donor is one of the most generous things you can do, especially when you consider that a single donor can potentially save 8 lives. That's 8 people who won't have to spend agonizing months or years on the transplant list waiting. People who will get a second chance, all because you agreed to donate some body parts you won't be able to take with you anyway. To become an organ donor, register through your state agency. Locate your state registry on the organ donor website at organdonor.gov. designate your choice to be an organ donor on your driver's license. If you do not have a driver's license, print a donor card and carry it with you. This provides your legal consent to donate organs, eyes, and tissues for transplants. Fill out your advance directives, will, and living will. Include your organ donation. These legal documents speak for you when you are not able to speak for yourself. This has been a public service announcement from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. As we transition away from Mazzy Star, I have some songs by The Sundays for you. First up is called Summertime, which is quite fitting as it is a... Oh, well, it's 70 degrees now. But before it was 73 and the UV was 7. So we'll just pretend it was about an hour ago and it was feeling quite like summertime. Enjoy.
Inside, here's
Heard I Kicked a Boy by the Sundays off of a 1990 release, Reading, Writing, and Arithmetic. And then that one before I Kicked a Boy, Here's Where That the Story Ends, is off of that same 1990 release. A little bit on the Sundays. They were an English indie rock band formed in 1988. And they formed in Bristol at Bristol University. Lead singer, who you just heard on all three of those songs, is Harriet Wheeler. The Sundays would then disband in 1997. The disbanding wasn't as dramatic as Opal, leading to the transition into Mazzy Star. But they decided to stop making music to focus on raising their children and escape the pressures of the music industry. Harriet Wheeler and David Govrin, who were the band's core songwriters, were a couple. So they still had that mix of home and work life. But they preferred a private life over touring and fame, and so decided in 97 that they had reached the end of their story as a band. I have a couple of announcements that are not technically PSAs, but they are a little bit PSAs. The first one is that WMFO is currently having a donations drive. It's a part of a larger Tufts donations drive called April Giving. And so what that means is that all funds given during this month have the opportunity to be matched or multiplied by the University Advancement Office. Just this year, donations have funded a new control board for Studio A, which I'm sitting in right now. And wow, is this board beautiful. But we have a lot more things we need to replace in the station, including furniture, floors, that's a big one, and some outdated gear. Any additional contributions would be massively appreciated and felt by a huge community of student DJs and community members. Siri's listening. In order to meet these goals and keep the station alive amidst some campus-wide budget cuts for student organizations, anything donated during April Giving would just be like literally huge. So you can go on WMFO.org and there's a big donate button where you can make a contribution. The next thing is that on Friday we're having our big spring concert, Bocella. And this is me asking for donations again, because in order to put this on next year, we need to rack up some money. This year, we're really bleeding the budget dry, putting on this big spring concert so that a bunch of student bands at Tufts have the opportunity to perform on a beautiful spring evening. Friday the 17th. And yeah, so please donate so we can have Bocella for many years to come. It is 2:41. I have two more songs for you. And these songs are by an Irish band called The Cranberries. You know and love them. They were formed in Limerick, Ireland in 1989. And the band is composed of Dolores O'Riordan, guitarist Noel Hogan, bassist Mike Hogan, and drummer Fergal Lawler. There was founding member Niall Quinn, which O'Riordan would replace in 1990. Yeah, last two songs of the show. Enjoy. This is Ode to My Family. just heard Dreams by the Cranberries off of a 1993 release. Everyone else is doing it, so why can't we? The Cranberries were active through, I believe, 2017, 2018. But then the lead singer who you just heard, Dolores O'Riordan, tragically died in January of 2018. The group then released what would become a Grammy-nominated album In the End in 2019, which featured her final vocal recordings. But then the group formally disbanded. I hope you enjoyed this journey through late 80s, early 90s indie rock. I know I sure did. On that note, this has been The Raw. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm Alana. I'll be back next week. In the meantime, enjoy some automation. Peace.
Treading on the beach, summer underneath my feet, somewhere I'd never seen. Mama led me by the hand till the grit stuck with the dam and the firm fist adrift. When we both strode in, I could feel the detritus lift.
I'm not afraid to Hey, this is Scruffy Wallace, the Dropkick Murphys, and you're listening to WMFO Medford.
Are we the last living soul?